It's been almost 30 years since Yothu Yindi's Treaty hit the Australian charts and became the first song in Yolngu Mutter to gain international recognition. Now, Indigenous voices are ringing out across all musical genres, from rock and roll, soul and electronic, to classical, folk and hip-hop. It's a contribution being acknowledged at this weekend's National Indigenous Music Awards in Darwin, as Zan Rowe reports. Straight separation of people, you know, violent that man up on me standing in equal. All the allies talking treaty on the microphone lead to Baker Boys, the next episode of the sequel.
That's 21-year-old Danzel Baker, better known as Baker Boy, contributing a verse to a new version of a much-loved classic from Yothu Yindi. Barely known this time last year, Baker Boy's songs are today spun on commercial radio and his live performances are sell-out shows.
I'm the first to rap in Yolngu Mutter. It's pretty cool to see like non-Indigenous people just enjoying my music, and even they don't understand the language, but I've started like writing the English translation and I've put it out there so everyone can read it.
His hit song is Mariuna, which in Yolngu culture means to dance with no shame, to freestyle for the sheer elation of dancing.
Every time I perform, it's like Mariuna goes off and I just see everyone just jumping up and down, just screaming, just having fun, just crazy.
Baker Boy hails from the same community in northeast Arnhem Land as Yothu Yindi, as did the most commercially successful Aboriginal artist to date, Gurumul. The late singer's musical partner, Michael Honan, collaborated with Gurumul on his final album, Jadi Miri, the first album sung in language to debut at number one in the ARIA charts.
You see that a lot of people have gone before him, Warumpi band lead singer, Yothu Yindi, all of these incredible other Yolngu, and he's taken it to the next level where he's planted a flag a little bit higher up the mountain going, here's our language even more out there, and guess what, it's been recognised in mainstream Australia now.
Gurumul performed in the languages of his parents, Galpu and Gumash. And even though he never rapped, he made a huge impact on Baker Boy.
I wanted to explore world just like late Dr. G. Yunupingo. I always was the biggest, like, a huge fan for his music and just loved it. It always, like, reminds me of home and reminds me of who I am and where I come from.
Soulful folk singer Emily Woodamata grew up on Groot Island before moving to Brisbane to pursue her career. Her song Black Smoke has clocked 1 million streams on Spotify. Emily sings in English as well as an Indiliakwa.
Music is a universal language, and as long as people feel it in their hearts, you know, everyone has their own choice and genre, but people are starting to feel Indigenous music, and it's starting to really break through those mainstream, I guess, waves, sound waves. And so it's amazing to see that, and it's inspiring and it's powerful.
At the NEMAs this weekend, she's nominated for Best New Talent.
The music of Emily Woodamara, ending that report from Zan Rowe.